AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Six police officers are facing charges in Baltimore for the death of Freddie Gray.
Second degree depraved heart murder. Involuntary manslaughter. Second degree negligent assault. Manslaughter by vehicle by means of gross negligence.
State's Attorney Marilyn Mosby says Gray's death has been ruled a homicide. She says the officers repeatedly failed to get Gray medical treatment after his arrest and did not buckle him up inside a police transport van, contrary to a police department order. Mosby had a message for the people of Baltimore.
I've heard your calls for no justice, no peace. However, your peace is sincerely needed.
The Baltimore Fraternal Order of Police said before the charges were announced, none of the six officers were responsible for Freddie Gray's death. A former political ally of New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, David Wildstein, pleaded guilty today for his role in creating a traffic jam in Fort Lee, New Jersey, near the George Washington Bridge 2 years ago for political retribution. The mayor of Fort Lee did not endorse Christie for re-election. More from the AP's David Porter.
There was no mention of Christie having knowledge of the lane closures during the hearing. Christie has denied having any knowledge of any of these plans before they were executed and while they were being executed.
Nepal is renewing its appeal for international donors to send tents and tarpaulins to temporary shelters along with grain and salt and sugar. The government is asking donors to send money to help victims of a devastating earthquake there. Benny King has died. He started out with the group The Drifters in the 50s and then a solo act. His best-known song is Stand By Me, which was made into a movie in 1986. Benny King was 76. Wall Street stocks are higher. The Dow is up 111 points. This is AP Radio News. The CEO of electric car maker Tesla wants to disconnect from power plants with a solar panel connected batteries for the home.
We have this handy fusion reactor in the sky called the sun. Okay. You don't have to do anything. It just works. Shows up every day and produces ridiculous amounts of power.
Elon Musk says the Powerwall system will carry a suggested price of as much as $3,500, depending on the desired capacity. Installation will be extra. American Pharoah and Dortmund are among the favorites at the Kentucky Derby, and both are trained by Bob Baffert.
They know they're pretty good horses, and they know they're bad, you know. So they have a little bit of swagger about them, but that's good. That's what happens when they keep winning.
160,000 people are expected to be watching tomorrow at Churchill Downs in Louisville. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.